God, holy and most gracious Father. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them.
What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good?
Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking deceit.
Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry.
The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken.
Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now,
and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from 1 Peter chapters 3 and 4. Finally, beloved, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your heart regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. The time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the Spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text, continuing our reading through 1 Peter, especially these verses: "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking." This is our text. If anyone, any Christian, ever had reason to give up hope because of suffering, it was St. Patrick. Yes, St. Patrick. A man who was born to a Christian family, he lived in Britain around the year AD 389. It was a time when the Roman Empire had shrunk. They had been retracting into Rome. And so Britain was left a country defenseless. What it meant was that St. Patrick and his countrymen were at the mercy of bloodthirsty raiders who swept in from the sea to rob, pillage, and kidnap children for slavery. And St. Patrick was one of those unfortunate children. We associate him with Ireland, but Ireland was the land of his captivity. Because one night, as a teenager, he was dragged off, carried across the sea, the Irish Channel, and he was taken to Ireland. Enslaved as a shepherd, he was forced to live in horrible conditions, often hungry, often cold, threatened by the elements, and abused by his captors. After 6 years of this life in bondage, God led St. Patrick to a boat that rescued him from slavery and brought him home to Britain. A happy ending, reunion with his family. Except that wasn't the end of his story. When St. Patrick was home, out of slavery, living in Britain, God moved him to enter the priesthood. Because he knew the Irish language and the Irish customs, he was also led to return to the land of his captivity. Think about this. St. Patrick, having been rescued from slavery, chose to return to the very people among whom he had suffered. He chose to go to those who had enslaved and abused him. He chose to go to a land of miserable memories. And he returned there not to mock them, not to revile them, not to seek revenge, but in order to bless them. He returned to the land of Ireland to bear witness to the truth and to give a reason for the hope that was within him. In spite of suffering, St. Patrick hoped in Christ, and hoping in Christ, he returned with Christ to those who had been the cause of his suffering. We can learn a lot from St. Patrick. And we can learn from St. Patrick that as Christians, we have hope in spite of suffering. We have hope in spite of suffering. One of the questions that we often have as Christians is how hope and suffering are related to one another. Our hope is not because of our suffering. We don't seek out suffering or look for suffering. Our hope is not in our suffering, but our hope is in spite of our suffering, and you might even say, through our suffering. In fact, Jesus encourages Christians, encourages St. Peter and the first disciples and all of us who follow them. He encourages us that we are to count ourselves worthy when we suffer, of suffering for the name of Christ. We are to rejoice in our sufferings, not because our sufferings save us, but because our sufferings for Christ identify us with him and with his sufferings. This is one of the reasons that St. Peter and the other apostles, when they were arrested because of preaching Christ and beaten for holding fast to his name, when they left, it says they went away rejoicing. Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Christ. To suffer for the name of Christ is to be identified with Christ and to be joined with him in his suffering. In our Bible class before the service, it was noted that there is a sense in which suffering for Christ actually can be an encouragement because A, Christ promised that those who follow him will suffer, so we know even when we are suffering for Christ that his word is true, and also because Christ suffered for us. Our sufferings do not redeem us, but Christ's suffering has redeemed us. Christ suffered for us, and his suffering is our redemption. His suffering is the redemption of St. Patrick, and his suffering is the redemption of all those to whom St. Patrick preached and all those to whom we have opportunity to bear witness. In other words, it is the suffering of Christ that gives meaning and hope to our suffering as well. And of Christ, St. Peter said, "He also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God." Four things to note about what he says. That Christ died for sins makes very clear the evil and wickedness of sin, our sin and the sin of others. It does not say that sin is no big deal, but sin is such a big deal that it required the suffering and death of the man who is God. St. Peter also says that he did this once for all. His suffering and death have taken care of it for all time and for all people. There is one act of atonement for sins, one covering for sins, and that is Christ's death. When he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." And he meant that the work of saving you and me and of dying for all was there complete. St. Peter says that love covers a multitude of sins, and we can think of the love of Christ on the cross that covers the multitude of our sins and of the sins of the world. St. Peter says that Jesus did this as the righteous one for those who are unrighteous. He is the substitute for sinners. He has taken our place on the cross, and this is the heart of the gospel. You can see here why St. Patrick was so moved and so eager to return to the land of his captivity and proclaim Christ, because he could proclaim the one who suffered for sins, and he could proclaim the death of the righteous for those who were unrighteous. And all this, St. Peter says, Christ did to bring you to God. That is, we do not bring ourselves to God, but it is Christ by his suffering and death and by his resurrection and ascension who brings us to God, who lifts us up, who carries us to the Father in heaven. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the gospel to which we bear witness in our lives. This is the gospel that we can be ready to speak when people ask us about the hope that is within us. And this is the gospel that we can proclaim both when we suffer and to those who are causing our suffering. St. Patrick, who returned to the land of his suffering to proclaim Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who from the cross prayed for those who persecuted him, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." St. Peter, who rejoiced to suffer for the name of Christ and continued to bear witness to Christ even to those who had arrested and beaten him. Yes, we have hope in spite of suffering, and a hope that we can continue to confess. And so today we learn to confess with St. Patrick and with St. Peter and with all those who have gone before us, and we can confess our faith in our God, in the strong name of the Trinity, into whom we have been baptized, in whose name we are saved. We can speak with St. Patrick the well-known words of his hymn, "I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity, by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. I bind this day to me forever, by power of faith, Christ's incarnation, his baptism in the Jordan River, his cross of death for my salvation, his bursting from the spiced tomb, his riding up the heavenly way, his coming at the day of doom. I bind unto myself today. Salvation is of Christ the Lord." And this is why we have hope in spite of suffering. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
And let your saints shout for joy.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten.
And the hope of the poor shall not perish forever.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew your right spirit within me.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.